Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. The Human Resources Director for the City of Topeka has announced she's leaving her position.
Officials with the city said Jackie Russell has served for 16 years, starting with the city as a classification and compensation manager before being promoted to HR director in 2008. WIBW reports interim city manager Richard Neinstedt said Russell has been an integral part of the city's leadership team for the past 16 years. Russell said she's appreciative of her experience working for the city and is proud of all she's been able to help accomplish. Russell's last day will be December 1st.
Jefferson County deputies responded to a call of an active shooter on Thursday in the area of 74th Street and Village Green Roads. Deputies determined the incident was the result of a misunderstanding between a deer hunter and a rabbit hunter who were in the same area. One of the hunters was frightened by gunshots. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately. Then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk. Gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gas safety.
The one thing between you and a bag of America's number one soybean brand, the single tear strip that takes less than a second to open. That's how close you are to the best agronomic performance a soybean seed has ever achieved, whose number one status makes you rethink everything you thought you knew about yield potential. Go ahead. Have at it. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. Number one for a reason. Visit pioneer.com/performance.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. According to court documents, 50-year-old Tammy L. Frank of Beardsley, Kansas, pled guilty to one count of opening mail by a postal employee. On September 21st of 2022, Frank, while working at a post office in McDonald, Kansas, opened a sealed greeting card that was destined for an address in Missouri, and Frank did not have authority or permission to open the piece of mail. She was ordered to serve 60 hours of community service and pay a total restitution of $1,686, with the U.S. Postal Service receiving $1,075, and $611 will go to five individuals who were victims in other instances of mail theft linked to Frank. Ryan Petrie, the acting special agent in charge of the United States Postal Service Office of Inspector General, Central Area Field Office, said this sentence represents their commitment to work with their law enforcement partners to maintain the integrity and trust in the U.S. mail. He said that while the majority of postal employees are hardworking public servants who are dedicated to moving mail to its proper destination, the USPS OIG, along with the U.S. Attorney's Office, remains committed to safeguarding the U.S. mail and ensuring the accountability and integrity of U.S. Postal Service employees. The United States Postal Service Office of Inspector General investigated the case, and Assistant U.S. Attorney Matt Treister prosecuted the case. As struggles continue for farmers, there's still no movement from Congress on updating the current farm bill, which is now more than 5 years old. So on Thursday, Kansas agriculture leaders met in a closed-door meeting about the ag economy in the United States. Kansas Agriculture Secretary Mike Beam and former U.S. Agriculture Secretary Dan Glickman discussed some of Kansas farmers' biggest concerns, including the lack of a new farm bill. Glickman said he has little worry about the status of the farm bill because he doesn't think anybody will truly be jeopardized by not having a new bill, because they will have a bill, it just be an extension of the current bill. However, agriculture leaders in Kansas said that having an updated farm bill is a priority. Beam said Kansas's congressional delegation is as concerned and maybe as frustrated as anybody, and he wants the farm bill reauthorized as soon as possible. He said that each day that they go without getting it authorized is of a concern for a lot of people, including farmers and ranchers. Ag leaders point out that the current farm bill was authorized in 2018, and since then, a lot has changed as there's growing concern about inflation, drought, and how subsidies are paid out, with cost a chief concern for those in Congress. On Thursday, Governor Kelly announced that she has formed the Kansas Water Subcabinet to formalize cross-agency coordination, collaboration, and planning on the state's water quantity and quality priorities. Creating the subcabinet provides an efficient and practical internal forum for experts across several agencies to discuss water-related data and policy and strengthen state government initiatives on emerging and long-term water issues. The Kansas Water Subcabinet will be managed by the Governor's Special Advisor on Water, and its permanent members will include representatives from the Kansas Water Office, the Kansas Department of Agriculture, the Kansas Department of Commerce, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. The group's tasks could include developing cross-agency goals and strategies on Kansas's long-term water quantity and quality issues, strengthening service delivery of the state's water grants and programs, and responding to upcoming and short-term water-related issues, while strategizing preventative measures. The subcabinet will also prioritize securing federal or private funding opportunities across agencies to leverage the state's historic recent investments in the Kansas Water Plan. The subcabinet will meet regularly and will provide monthly updates to the governor. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
According to a social media report from the Rooks County Sheriff's Office, early on Thursday, November 9th, fire crews were called to a structure fire in Stockton, where search and rescue located one fatality inside the structure. The Kansas State Fire Marshal's Office has been called to assist the Stockton Fire Department and the Rooks County Sheriff's Office with the investigation, and additional information will be released after the conclusion of that investigation. A special exhibit, Notorious, from the Smoky Hill Museum is now on display at the Hanson Museum in Logan, Kansas, and will remain on view through January 28th of 2024. Kansas has a rich history of events and colorful characters that have shaped the state that we call home, and amongst those people, one can find a wide variety of individuals whose actions range from noble to downright despicable, with this exhibit narrowing down that list to some of Kansas's truly notorious individuals. The meaning of notorious is complicated and can be just as gray as the people it describes. In some instances, it's used to pronounce someone negatively, while at other times it has been used to define anyone who is widely known. And in this exhibit, the visitor is left to decide, as visitors will learn about people like John Brown, Dr. Brinkley, Bonnie and Clyde, Buffalo Bill, and the Bloody Benders, to name a few. Certain individuals are undoubtedly infamous, and the meaning of notorious is clear-cut, while others leave you with a lasting debate. Visitors will discover legends versus reality, how society's views shift with time, and just how these notorious Kansans forever left their mark on the state. And if that's not enough, visitors can count on some hands-on elements to get more into the story. The museum is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 12 and 1 to 4, Saturdays, 9 to 12 and 1 to 5, and Sundays and holidays, 1 to 5. They are closed Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day. They are handicapped accessible, and admission is always free thanks to the generous support of the Dane G. Hanson Foundation. For more information or if you have questions, you can contact the Hanson Museum at 785-689-4846. Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball coach Jim Cole reported that on Thursday, November 9th, the Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball teams got their seasons off to a great start with wins over Tri Plains Brewster in Almena. The Northern Valley A-team boys got off to a hot start, leading 20-4 at the end of the first quarter and 36-7 at halftime, with the final score of the game 54-20, giving the Husky A-team a win to start the season. Tate Talheim had 25 points, and Griffin McKinney had 20 points to lead the team. The Northern Valley B team boys came from behind to win 14-13 over the Titans. Bryson Wilder led the B team with 6 points, followed by Malachi Hitt with 4. The Huskies will travel to Grinnell next Thursday to take on the Thunderhawks. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
At First State Bank, they pride themselves on offering a wide range of services tailored to meet your needs. Need a loan for a new car? They got you covered with competitive rates. Want a savings account for a child's future? First State Bank will make that easy for you. First State Bank has a commitment to their customers and believe in building long-lasting relationships. They promise to take the time to understand your financial goals. Experience the difference of banking with a trusted friend. First State Bank, with locations in Norton, Plainville, Hill City, and Hoxie. Member FDIC.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
Contact me, Joy Johnson, at 785-877-3221.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network with this check of agriculture news. Now, the American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval says he's trying to meet with House Speaker Mike Johnson to press for a new and modernized farm bill as soon as possible.
We're reaching out now so that he and I could possibly meet face-to-face real soon.
AFB head Zippy Duval at the National Press Club this week said just extending the old farm bill another year isn't good enough.
The farm bill can't continue on like it has to be modernized. It has to come up and reflect a true reality of what's happening on farm, what it costs us producers.
Duval argues that it's Congress's job, not AFB's, to secure funding and says farm lenders are paying attention.
That operating loan comes from a bank that depends on what the farm bill safety net looks like.
A safety net that's also meant sustainability, producing the same on less land than 30 years ago.
Through the research and development dollars that come through the farm bill, that go through our land grant colleges, that provide us the programs and the knowledge of how to do that on 100 million less acres, using less of everything.
Adding also to the importance of farm bill conservation programs, Duval is encouraged that Speaker Johnson committed to doing a farm bill as soon as December, despite the many issues he now faces. Yet Duval acknowledges the reality of the clock and the calendar, and that it will likely take a new year to push and to get a new farm bill. Comments from American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval on his views of the farm bill. Now, this has been a check of agriculture news. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
If you know that sound, you know it's the sound of a bag of Pioneer brand Optimum Aquamax seed corn being opened. The sound of the most drought-tolerant seeds Pioneer has ever produced about to be unleashed into acres of unique environments. Innovation that turns unpredictable years into memorable ones, making tough conditions question their own toughness. Pioneer brand Optimum Aquamax corn products. Field proven and ready for yours. Visit pioneer.com/fightdrought.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and...
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We should get a sunny weekend across the Central Plains with cool and stable high pressure moving in. Temperatures will be a lot closer to average, mostly 50s and 60s today, and we'll see plenty of 60s tomorrow and through Sunday. A quick low pressure shortwave will pass across our northern counties tomorrow morning with a few clouds and a very slight chance of shower. Other than that, precipitation chances stay very low for about the next 5 to 7 days. No big storm systems coming in. Occasionally breezy with reinforcing high pressure moving in from the intermountain states and a few quick low pressure shortwaves crossing our state. On the map heading into this afternoon, high pressure is over the Central Plains. We'll get mostly sunny skies through the rest of today. It'll be a little breezy this afternoon in our western high plains. For tonight, a few passing clouds over the southwest counties, but otherwise will be fair. Lows in the 20s west and 30s east. Looking at Saturday morning, a quick low-pressure shortwave will cross our northern counties as a trough over eastern Colorado tilts into our northwest counties. We might see some early day clouds and a slight chance of a shower or two in the northeast counties. Sunny to partly cloudy through tomorrow afternoon. Breezy on Sunday with that low-pressure trough reestablishing over eastern Colorado. We should have sunshine and high temperatures will moderate a little bit on Sunday, highs mostly in the 60s. The weather pattern stays sunny and mild through most of next week. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we'll be in the low 60s with mid-20s to low 30s overnight, upper 50s and low 60s north central, and tonight we're in the upper 30s. Mid to upper 50s northeast with low 30s overnight, low 60s southwest, and tonight we're in the upper 20s. To mid 30s. Low 60s south central and low 40s for the overnight hours. Low 60s in the southeast counties and mid to upper 30s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.